I'm NPR correspondent Kelly McEvers, and I'd like to introduce you to Driveway Moments, love stories. Just who can solve it? Who can solve this mystery? Well, we're about to meet some brave individuals who are willing to give it a shot. Like the Franciscan friar who breaks his vows for the nun who nurses him to health, the woman who discovers love on a train, the elderly aunt who amuses herself with a string of ineligible bachelors. These are love stories that inspire, confuse, terrify, and amuse. They make us appreciate the true power of love to heal and transform. Enjoy. Ever wonder how quickly you could make someone fall in love with you? This young reporter did.
Hi, I'm Marlene Williams, and I work at Youth Radio, where young reporters like myself are always chasing stories. We get a lot of crazy emails and faxes from people trying to give us good ideas. Most of the time, I just ignore them. But when I saw Alvin Donovan's fax saying that he can make someone fall in love with me in 30 seconds or less, I had to investigate.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold. But gold...
Hi, this is Alvin.
Hi, this is Mr. Donovan.
Yeah.
Hi, great. This is Marlene Williams calling from Youth Radio.
Hi, Marlene. How are you today?
I'm great. I read your flyer, and you said that you know how to make someone instantly fall in love with you. Is that correct?
Yes. I imagine you'd be interested in that, would you, Marlene?
Yes, I would. I'm 15, and I have a limited experience with guys, so I want to know how I can catch me a Valentine.
Okay. The first thing that you do, let's just say you see the guy or the girl that you're interested in, the first thing I want you to do is start out by mirroring their breathing.
And meaning?
Okay, so when he's inhaling, you inhale with him. When he's exhaling, you exhale with him.
Does that give you some type of quick connection? Are you guys, you know, bonding in some way?
It makes a connection with the other person.
Okay, that's deep.
So once you feel like the connection has been made, what I want you to do is think of a time in your life when you were the most excited ever.
Okay.
And then when you think of that time in your life when you're really excited, you get in touch with that feeling and you double it over and over and over again until you feel like you're about to explode. And, you know, just like laughter is contagious, just like the common cold is contagious, so too that feeling of excitement will be contagious to the other person.
Okay.
And then the last thing to do is when you're in a conversation with them, what you want to do is you want to ask them, what's important to you about somebody you'll go out with? And what they will do is they will reveal the list of criteria that needs to be checked off for them to make a decision to get interested in somebody or not.
So you really do know for like a fact that this stuff really works?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Mr. Donovan. So I'm going to run now because it's not too many more days before Valentine. I want to catch me one, all right?
All righty.
Hey, Justin, how are you? Man, I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Marlene? How you doing?
I'm cool. How are things going with you, like at home and school and stuff?
I don't know. It's just... No, I'm just into my studies and
okay,
my,
breathe, Marlene. You know, okay, in, out. There you go. There, it's working. In, out. There you go. Come on, Marlene, breathe.
In, like soon.
There you go.
Probably within the next week. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Oh, just no, no. You sound a little sick there.
Oh, I'm you know, just hanging out or whatever. I saw your partner, Brian, the other day. Him and his okay, body. Okay, the breathing's not working so well. Let's think step two. You know, excitement. Okay, Pacey, Dawson's Creek, when he slept with the teacher.
Are you okay? You're like, I don't know, like a little jumpy now.
No, I'm fine. I'm cool, I'm fine.
Good morning, heartache. You old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache. Thought we said goodbye last night.
Well, that was a waste of my time. I think there was a step three, but I can't even remember what it was. I'm just gonna go back to my old methods, batting my eyes and flashing that great smile.
Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay.
That's Marlene Williams from Youth Radio.